Hello there, my name's Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Today I have some exciting news about a second YouTube channel that I'm launching. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, so during 2018, I got quite frustrated with these traditional speed tests. You know, the ones where someone launches an app and then launches another one, then launches another one, and then declares that phone X is faster than phone Y. In fact, that way of testing the performance of a device is completely and utterly flawed. In fact, I have a video describing five reasons why that is flawed, and there'll be links in the description below and wherever else I manage to put them. As a quick example, if you had a device that was able to launch a complicated game relatively quickly, but then because of a poor GPU, you get frames dropped, you get a poor frame rate, you get low resolution. So actually the speed that it could load it from the internal storage and get it into memory doesn't reflect the gameplay. Now, after I made that video, I had the idea of a new type of speed test, which I've dubbed Speed Test G. And Speed Test G is basically 10 independent apps that I have written that are launched one after the other, so you get the aspects of a speed test, but then those apps actually do something. They exercise the CPU or they use the GPU, so you can see not only the uploading speed, but also the actual performance. And since I made that, I've actually produced quite a lot of videos testing one device against another. And thankfully, some of those videos have been quite popular. Some of them have over hundreds of thousands of views on them. So what I want to do today is announce the launch of the Speed Test G channel, a separate independent channel for these Speed Test G videos. Now, why am I doing that? I'm doing that simply because the number of combinations and permutations of phones that can be tested is growing all the time. So when a new Samsung device comes out, of course, we might want to see that tested against a OnePlus, and then we might want to see it tested against a Huawei, and then we might want to see it tested. And as you can see, every time a new device comes out, there are more combinations and permutations of how I can test these different devices. I want to test it with last year's device. I want to test it with its peers. I want to see whether this processor inside of it is better than another. And, you know, and there are just so many combinations. Now, the danger is that such large numbers of combinations could overload the Gary Explains channel. And of course, here at Gary Explains, we want to cover all kinds of things, including speed tests, but also things to do with smartphones and computer science and maths and science and photography and whatever else I think you'll find interesting. I want to make videos about it. So I thought that if I had a separate Speed Test G channel, then I could really make lots of videos with all the different permutations and combinations, even weird ones, even funny ones, even ones that really would be quite amusing to watch, you know, just so that I can put them there and it's not going to overload this Gary Explains channel. So the way I see it working is like this. When there is a major Speed Test G test that I think lots of people are going to be interested in, it will still be published here on this channel. So for example, at the time of making this video, the Note 10 has just been launched, and it'd be really interesting to get the Note 10 with the Snapdragon processor and the Note 10 with the Exynos processor and do a Speed Test G, and that would be published here on this channel. But after that, I might want to test, for example, the Exynos 9825 version of the Note 10 with the Exynos 9820 version of the S10 Plus. That would go over on the Speed Test G channel. In fact, all the various combinations and permutations that you can get every time a new device comes out, most of those will appear over on the Speed Test G channel, and maybe the first one of the bunch, the first one that would be maybe the most important, will appear here on the Gary Explains channel. Couple of other things to mention, and that is now there is a leaderboard and results table, something quite a few of you have asked me in the comments, and I've been hesitant to do it up until now, but now there is going to be a leaderboard. So there you can see which phones are the fastest, and you can also see the phones by manufacturer. And all you've got to do is go to speedtestg.com, and that will redirect you to the page where I am hosting this leaderboard and table of all the different Speed Test G results. And one final thing, there's also a new Twitter account, speedtest_g, a new Twitter account. Again, links everywhere that I can put them. So if you want to see what's happening over on the Speed Test G channel, then it'll also be good to subscribe to the new Twitter account. Okay, so if you're interested in Speed Test G and the new channel, do go over to the new channel. Don't forget to subscribe to it. Do hit the bell notification icon on that channel, and I'm hoping to publish frequently and often on that page, maybe even sometimes one video a day, depending on workload and so on like that. But I've got a kind of a workflow worked out that means I should be able to publish on there quite regularly. Don't forget to go over to the new Twitter account and also follow that account over there. Also, of course, don't forget to subscribe to the Gary Explains channel. Hit that bell notification icon. Follow me also on Twitter and on Instagram for Gary Explains. And, well, that's about it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. The new channel is called Speed Test G. And I suppose that's about it. I'll see you in the next one.